You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In 1988, New Zealand became the first country in the world to introduce a national, government-funded needle exchange program for people who inject legal and illegal drugs. New data has shown that the New Zealand needle exchange program has doubled its return in 20 years and has reduced the need for spending on treatment for HIV, hepatitis B and C and other injection injuries. I spoke to Jason George, National Harm Reduction Lead at the New Zealand Needle Exchange Program. It's been 34 years since New Zealand became the first country in the world to introduce a national government-funded needle exchange program. What was the climate like back then that drove this change?
Well, back then there was a lot of fear around HIV. It was a big concern, I guess, globally, and New Zealand also had that concern, and that was a big driving factor behind the introduction of the needle exchange program.
So the key point of the needle exchange program is harm reduction. Could you just speak about the harm that you guys have seen that has been reduced by access to a safe needle exchange program?
So the needle exchange program in New Zealand has reduced the rates of HIV and hepatitis C, so bloodborne virus prevention is a key thing that we do. We also provide information and advice to people on injecting practice, so safer injecting practice. So, encouraging less sharing or reuse of needles, so that leads to less vein damage. And we also supply things like filters, which help basically clean up people's injections to prevent the binders and fillers and pharmaceutical pills from blocking up blood vessels. So we can prevent amputations, infections, and a range of other health complications.
You guys have some new data about the finances of the New Zealand Needle Exchange Program. What's the data showing?
Well, basically, this latest piece of data tells us that for every dollar spent on the needle exchange program, there's $6.79 in benefits, and that basically translates to reduced spending on treatment for bloodborne viruses, reduced hospitalizations and doctor's visits, and that sort of thing.
What kinds of barriers do people who would most benefit from a needle exchange program face within the mainstream healthcare system?
Well, there's a lot of stigma and discrimination towards people who use drugs generally, but in particular people who inject drugs. So a lot of people who use our service don't have great experiences with the health service. And, you know, you've got to remember a lot of the time what people are doing is illegal, drug use is illegal, so it doesn't necessarily make people very comfortable talking to their health professionals about what may be going on as a result of their drug use.
And just finally, what other services do you provide at the New Zealand Needle Exchange Program, and how are people able to access them?
We, as well as providing injecting equipment, we provide advice and information. We can help connect people to other services, so treatment for hepatitis C, testing for bloodborne viruses. Some of our services have dedicated Hep C clinics or connections to hepatitis C testing and treatment, so we can help connect people with that type of treatment. We have been partnering in Wellington with Know Your Stuff and running some drug checking clinics periodically, and we're going to be running some more clinics in Wellington in the coming weeks. We connect people to other services, so if people want to go to, you know, get connected to the local drug and alcohol service, maybe for something like opioid substitution treatment, we can help facilitate that. We work with people wherever they're at. So there's no judgment. People can just come in and access our service. They don't have to register. It's confidential. It's anonymous. We just will work with people wherever they're at.
That was Jason George, National Harm Reduction Lead at the New Zealand Needle Exchange Program.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.